flu shots, get those flu shots, shouldn't they?
Yes, it is that time of year, and respiratory stuff is going to be coming around. So we know every year respiratory season starts around October, runs through May. This is the perfect time to get your flu shot because we haven't started seeing a lot of influenza circulating in this part of the country yet. What usually happens is we see it come in from the south. Couple weeks after the south starts seeing it, then we see it up here. So now is the time before you get exposed to the flu or if you have travel plans, making sure that you're protected.
Yep, it'll be here. Has there ever been a year where maybe it's been mild in some years, but usually it can hit hard, can it?
It can, and every year is a little bit different. Some years we see it super early. Some years we don't see it till later in the year. So getting protected now before you get exposed is the best time. And this, just a reminder, people always ask me, well, what is the flu? It's a respiratory virus. So you run a fever. You have cough, body aches, chills, and it usually comes on like a freight train. Like some of the other respiratory stuff comes on real slow. You kind of have symptoms for a couple of days. Usually with the influenza, you feel fine, and then the next minute you don't feel great. So making sure you're protected, helping keep anybody, especially if you lived with someone who's immune compromised or you are immune compromised or if you're pregnant, this is a good opportunity to get that done. It really does help protect those people and keep them out of the hospital. Each year, people die from influenza, children and adults alike. So just making sure you and your whole family are protected will really help with this respiratory season.
Yeah, kids and adults, everyone, right?
Yes. So anyone 6 months of age and older is eligible for a flu shot every year. And the reason we do them every year is because the strains of flu change from year to year. And so we want to make and each year in the spring, after they've watched what's been going on down in the Southern Hemisphere, is when they make the decision as to what they're probably going to put in the flu shot that year. So the strains are usually the same. We have two A's and a B in the flu shot now. It used to be two A's and two B's, but one of those B lineages just mysteriously vanished, so we don't need it anymore. So they make that decision, and that's what you will be protected from during the fall. All season long, influenza kind of mutates. It's kind of a sneaky little guy. So the flu shot, sometimes people say, well, the flu shot worked really great at the beginning of the season, not so great at the end of the season, or vice versa. Sometimes it's just based on how that influenza changes. However, you still are going to have the good effects from the flu shot. You're going to be less sick for less long, because most people who get influenza are sick for 7 to 10 days. So less symptomatic, sick less, and most likely you're going to stay out of the hospital and not have those severe cases.
If folks need a flu shot, make an appointment over there with you folks,
yeah,
right?
I'm super busy. I have my running shoes on and my chiropractor on speed dial. He loves me this time of year. But I'm kind of in and out of the office all October, so just making sure you catch me. However, we do have lots of pharmacies in the health district, Red Willow County, Red Willow County Health, the regular doctor's offices, everybody's carrying flu shots. Mm-hmm. So for us, it doesn't matter where you get a flu shot, just making sure you stay protected.
We were talking before we went on with our previous guest, talking about shingles shots.
Yes, shingles shots. So anybody age 50 and over is eligible for that. And shingles is another sneaky little guy. So most of us, depending on how old you are, if you were born in the 90s, most likely you didn't have chickenpox. But if you were born before that, you probably did have chickenpox. Mm-hmm. And what it does is it's a virus that will hang out on a nerve in your body, and it just stays there dormant. It usually doesn't bother you, but as we get older, or if we have stress in our life, or maybe we have an immune compromised situation where maybe we have cancer or some sort of something going on, it can come out on that nerve where it's hiding. And we see it most often in around the torso, so like in your chest area, around your stomach area, mm-hmm. and a lot of times we see it on people's faces. So if you had chicken pox as a kid, the shingles shot helps protect you from the shingles virus. It is a very painful virus. If you get it on your face and it ends up in your eye, we have had people lose hearing. We've had people lose their eyesight in that particular eye. So it can be very, very damaging. And it's also very painful and can last a long time. So we just want to make sure that you protect yourself from that also. We have great vaccine now that is a two-dose series. So you would get yours today, you would get one in 2 to 6 months to get protected. And it's a one time, so you get that dose series, and then you're good for the rest of your life. So just keeping yourself protected from that is also something that you want to consider if you're over the age of 50.
Best time to catch you, folks, again, Monday through Friday, isn't it?
Yep, we are in the office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. I am in the office usually, so just making sure you call to see if I'm in. So it's 308-345-4223.